Well, free agency is here. It's busy, busy, busy. We took a couple of minutes to step away from the computer, but by the time we get back there, something else might happen. So we'll get right to your questions, not waste any time today. Ryan, start with the first one.
Yeah, our first question comes from James Lang, and James asks, why are the Ravens doing the same thing they did last year in free agency, letting everybody go on one side of the ball and beefing up on the other? Well, James, did you watch the offense last year? I mean, seriously, the offense we all knew needed help ranked 29th in the NFL. You have to know that that's where the Ravens are going to focus this offseason, and they had to be aggressive there. They had to make sure that they first secured the options that they had already as building blocks on the offense. You can't lose Dennis Pitta. You can't lose Eugene Monroe. Jacoby Jones is a big playmaking threat in that offense. You had to make sure, first of all, that you secured those guys. And that's not saying that you're ignoring the defense either, but the defense has, I think, a little bit more depth. It can absorb some of the losses like Art Jones and like Corey Graham. They have guys, like you were just mentioning, behind them that they can kind of step up and fill those roles, whereas on offense, we all saw that they needed some more help.
All right, this next question comes from Joe, who wants to know about defensive lineman Arthur Jones. Will the Ravens try to sign somebody to replace him now that he's signed with the Indianapolis Colts? Well, I would say yes, the Ravens could sign somebody to replace Art on that defensive line, but I don't think it's going to be a big money guy. If the Ravens were going to spend top dollar in order to get one of those defensive linemen, well, then they never would have let Art go because he was one of the top defensive linemen on the market this year, and they would have given the money to him instead. What I think is more likely is maybe they get a veteran, somebody who's around later on in the process, similar to what they did last year with Chris Canty and Marcus Spears. Also, I think that's a position where they could look to some young players on the team already to fill the void. I'm talking about guys like D'Angelo Tyson and Capron Lewis-Morris, two young players who they could look to fill that role that Art played last year. All right, the next question comes from Anthony. He wants to know, with Golden Tate now in Detroit and the Ravens using their money to sign Eugene Monroe, will the Ravens try to draft Mike Evans? Well, yes, I do think the Ravens could try to draft Mike Evans. I don't necessarily think that the Monroe deal precludes them from trying to make more moves at wide receiver or the Jacoby Jones deal. I think that's a position the Ravens are looking to bolster, and adding Mike Evans to the team certainly could do that. There's a problem, though. There's a good chance he's not going to be around at number 17 with the Ravens pick. ESPN's Mel Kiper thinks he's a top 10 pick, so when the Ravens draft at number 17, he could be long gone. So
you think they trade up for him?
I would be very surprised.
I don't think so either.
The Ravens don't like to trade up and give up picks, and I definitely don't think they'll do that in this year's draft when it's such a deep draft. So I don't see that happening. All right, and for our final question today, we have a special guest here. Jacoby Jones just signed his new 4-year contract, and he will answer the final question. This one's from Brian, and Brian wants to know, to you, Jacoby, do you plan to ultimately retire a Raven?
Well, 4 years? Yes, I do.
That's what everybody involved will be glad to hear. And so you got touchdown dances planned for the next 4 years?
Yeah, I it takes years to co-rock fans and put everything together, but it'll come together.
That's music to Baltimore fans' ears. Thank you, Jacoby. Ravens fans are glad to have him here in Baltimore for the long haul.